today's contestants. A retired IT specialist from Halden, New Jersey, Teresa Burke. A business development strategist from San Francisco, California, Patrick Rice. And our returning champion, a management consultant from Wynwood, Pennsylvania, Travis Gaylord, whose three-day cash winnings total $37,203. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Good audience today. All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome also to Charissa and Patrick, our newcomers. And Travis, good to see you again. You're on a bit of a roll, three games in a row. Let's go to work in round one, shall we? We're going to encounter one daily double, of course, in one of these categories. Putting a bee in your bonnet. The bee is in quotation marks. You know what that means. That category is followed by the weight of the worlds.
Uh-oh.
1980s pop lyrics. The New School deals with colleges and universities founded in the 20th century. And then we have hyphenated adjectives. And finally, first name, Travis, start.
Pop Lyrics 200.
The Police. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. Travis?
What is Every Breath You Take?
Right.
400 Pop Lyrics.
Madonna. 'Cause the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right. Travis.
Was Material Girl?
You got it.
Pop Lyrics 600.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I saw him dancing there by the record machine. Patrick.
What is I Love Rock and Roll?
Yes.
Weight of the World's 200.
On this least massive planet, you'd be 0.38 of your Earth weight and very hot. Patrick.
What is Mercury?
Yes.
Weight of the World's 400.
Your weight on this now dwarf planet would be just 0.07 of your weight on Earth. That's quite a demotion. Travis.
What is Pluto?
Good.
Pop Lyrics 800.
Bruce Springsteen. I'm 10 years burning down the road. Charissa.
What is Hungry Heart?
No. Travis or Patrick. What is Born in the USA? Travis.
Let's close it out. Pop Lyrics 1000.
Janet Jackson. No, my first name ain't Baby. It's Janet. Travis.
What is Nasty?
Yes.
Weight of the World, 600.
On this planet, we have a friend we call Oppie, who weighed 384 pounds on Earth, but is 146 up there. Travis?
What is Mars?
Yeah.
Weight of the World's 800.
If you could stand on the surface of this giant gas giant, you'd weigh 2.53 times as much as you do on Earth. Charissa?
What is Jupiter?
Good, you just got yourself out of the hole. Pick.
Thank goodness. Weight of the World's 1,000, please.
An object's weight on Venus is almost the same as it would be on the surface of this much larger planet discovered in 1781. Charissa.
What is Uranus?
Yes. Good for you.
The New School, 200, please.
In the 1960s, Marist College in Poughkeepsie began admitting them, just as nearby Vassar stopped admitting only them. Patrick.
What are men?
Nope. Travis.
What are women?
Women, yes.
New School 400.
BSU for short. This Idaho school has a blue artificial turf field, much to the displeasure of football purists. Travis.
Was Boise State.
Good.
New School 600.
Answer there. The Daily Double, and you're off to a good start today. 3,200 so far.
2,000, please.
All righty. Florida International University was planned in an old air control tower now called this type of tower, a symbol of academic life.
What is Ivory Tower?
You're right.
New School 800.
Alumni of the New School in New York City include this actor just a few years before he memorably called for Stella. Patrick.
It was Marlon Brando.
Right.
First name 800.
Socialist candidate Debs, middle initial V. Travis.
Is Eugene?
Eugene, that was his first name. Yes, and that takes you up to 6,000. Great start for you today. We're going to take our first break. Back in a moment. Teresa Burke is from New Jersey. She's a retired IT specialist. And she says that even though you're constantly told to trust other people, you don't trust them. You trust?
My dog, Cooper.
How does he influence your life in decision-making?
We hike together every day on the mountain that's up against our home in our town. We're up against a wilderness preserve with many miles of trails. And one day I let him choose at a fork in the road which way to go. He went left, and I said, okay. Turns out later that day there was a bear on the right-hand trail. So now I trust his gut.
Good for you. Came to a fork in the road, and I took it.
Right.
That's Yogi Berra. Patrick Rice from San Francisco served as class president in college, but the vote was close.
Yeah, it was very close, Alex. I was at the University of Virginia, and there were about 1,500 votes cast. Ultimately, I won by a single vote.
Okay. You know, that's the second time this week that University of Virginia has been mentioned by one of our contestants.
That's right. The man to my right.
Yeah. Wahoo, wah. Wahoo, wah, yes. Travis Gaylord is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. I've mentioned your son, Tyler, who has been here in our studio to cheer you on all this week. And as good as you are, your son beats you all the time in video games.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So one of the things I've never lived down is when he was two. When he was two, we were playing a video game where I was pitching him baseball, and he hit a home run that I don't think it still come down. It literally was going up through the whole time. And so at that point, I said I was going to beat him, and I've never beat him, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. When he was two.
Two, yeah.
You've won a lot of money. I would spend a fair amount of it on Tyler. Okay, pick up your signaling device and go ahead and make a selection as we continue this first round of play here.
Okay, first names for 200.
Steamboat Wiz Fulton. Sharissa.
Who is Robert?
You are right.
First name 400.
19th century pathfinder and politician Fremont. Travis.
Who's John?
Yeah.
First name 6.
Novelist and sometime Iowa resident Smiley. Who is Jane? Travis.
First name 1,000.
Lorenzo de' Medici's paternal grandfather. Sharissa?
Who is Cosimo?
Yes.
Putting a bee in your bonnet, 200, please.
This flat hat is the Basque equivalent of the Scottish tam-o'-shanter. Sharissa?
What is a beret?
Beret, yes.
Bee for 400.
The Encyclopedia Britannica notes that breakdancers often wear these sideways or backward. Patrick?
What are baseball caps?
Good.
Putting a bee in your bonnet, 600.
Odd Job in Goldfinger wore this type of hat. Patrick?
What is a bowler?
Bowler, good.
Bonnet, 800.
These guardians of the Tower of London, also known as yeoman warders, wear a Tudor period uniform that includes a black hat. Patrick?
What are beefeaters?
Good.
Bonnet, 1,000.
This men's hat of the Napoleonic era has a name meaning two-horned. And that would be a bicorn. Back to you, Patrick.
Hyphenated adjective 600, please.
There's no proof in this adjective, often seen on kids' PJs, and meaning designed to fend off flames.
What is Sharissa? Fireproof?
Nope.
Was Travis. Fire resistant?
That's it. Yes, less than a minute now.
New school, 1,000.
Established in Fairfax to fill a need for higher education in Northern Virginia, it's named for a man who helped shape the Constitution. Patrick?
It was George Mason.
Yes.
Hyphenated adjectives, 1,000.
Adjective for one who always seems to have a greater than average number of mishaps. Patrick?
What is accident prone?
Right.
800 adjectives.
Hyphenated adjective for gains made criminally or unfairly. Patrick?
What is ill-gotten?
That's it.
Hyphenated adjectives, 400.
It describes a man's smooth face with all its whiskers removed. Travis.
Was clean shaven.
Yes, and now the last clue. Adjective for a job of less than a standard number of hours a week. Travis.
Was part-time.
Good. You're at 7,600. That's a $1,600 lead over Patrick. Sharissa, a lot of catching up to do. She goes first, though, when we come back. All right. Sharissa, are you ready?
I am.
Here are the categories for the Double Jeopardy round. It's not you. It's me. Best director twice. And then there were nuns. Wow. Foreign language mottos. Shapely book titles. Now, we had first name in the first round. Now we're dealing with Suriname, or if you prefer, Suriname, the country. Back to you, Sharissa.
Let's try foreign language mottos for 400, please.
A German motto states, alles mit der Zeit. Everything comes in this. Travis.
What is time?
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me for four.
In 2019, this shipping company ended its U.S. air and ground delivery contracts with Amazon. Travis?
What is UPS?
No. Ooh. Patrick?
What is FedEx?
Yeah.
It's not you, it's me, 800.
In 2013, this country stripped birthright citizenship from thousands, the resident children of migrants from neighboring Haiti. Travis?
What's the Dominican Republic?
Yes.
It's not you. 1200.
In 2020, all 10 seasons of this show will not be there for you on Netflix when Warner Media pulls it from the service. Patrick.
What is Friends?
Yes.
It's not you, 1600.
Vice President Richard Johnson lived openly with a female slave. One reason this party dropped him from the 1840 ticket with Martin Van Buren. Travis.
Was the Whigs.
No. What is the Democratic Party? Patrick, back to you.
Let's finish out. It's me, 2000.
Answer there. Yeah, you're double. Aha.
All right.
You have just taken the lead away from Travis.
2500, please.
All right. Here's the clue. Only 1.17% of this new African country's population voted to stay with the old country in 2011.
What is Southern Sudan?
That's acceptable. Southern or South Sudan. Pick a guess.
Best Director, 800.
Gravity and Roma. Patrick.
It was Alfonso Cuarón.
You are right.
Best Director, twice, 1600.
The Bridge on the River Kwai and Lawrence of Arabia. Sharissa.
Who is David Lean?
Correct.
Best Director, 2000, please.
The Lost Weekend and The Apartment. That director was Billy Wilder. Sharissa, back to you.
Suriname, 400.
It's Suriname's colonial heritage and came before Guyana in the country's old name. Sharissa.
What is French?
No. Patrick.
What is France?
No. What is Dutch? Dutch Guiana. Back to you, Sharissa.
Suriname, 800.
After winning independence in 1975, Suriname endured these internal military takeovers in 1980 and 1990. Travis?
What are coups?
Yes.
Suriname, 1200.
Suriname is rich in shorebirds, like a one-ounce species of this one with sand in its name that migrates from the Arctic. Travis?
What is sandpiper?
Yeah.
Suriname, 1600.
Like the United States in the 1970s, Suriname in the 1980s battled militants called the SLA, the Suriname This. Travis.
What is Liberation Army?
Good.
Suriname, 2000.
Alcoa began mining this aluminum ore in Suriname in 1916, but began pulling out in 2017. Sharissa.
What is bauxite?
Yes.
Best Director, twice, 1200.
Gentleman's Agreement and On the Waterfront. Sharissa.
Who is John Huston?
No. Patrick or Travis? Who is Elia Kazan? Sharissa, back to you.
And then there were Nuns, 400.
Letters published after her 1997 death revealed her years of spiritual torment and belief that she was reliving Christ's passion. Patrick.
It was Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And then there were Nuns, 1200.
A follower of St. Francis, St. Clare of this Italian town, took her vows in 1212, founding a new order. Travis?
What is Assisi?
That's the town.
Nuns for 1600.
This art nun, who became an unlikely BBC and PBS star with TV series like her Story of Painting, passed away in 2018 at the age of 88. And that's the beautiful smile of Sister Wendy. Back to you, Travis.
All right, let's go mottos for 800.
Oro y plata is a Spanish motto mentioning these two elements. Patrick?
What are gold and platinum?
No. Sharissa?
What are gold and iron?
No. Travis?
What is gold and silver?
Correct.
Mottos for 1200.
Burundi's motto is Unité, Travail, Progrès, meaning unity, this, progress. Patrick.
What is work?
Good.
Foreign language, 1600.
Answer. Daily double. And you're in second place, trailing Travis by 1,100.
3,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. The Greeks used the motto, Eleftheria e Thanatos, freedom or this?
What is death?
Yes.
Cool. Foreign language, 2,000.
The French faithful know tout pour l'église, all for this. Patrick.
What is the church?
Correct.
Nuns, 2,000.
Her books include Dead Man Walking and River of Fire, a 2019 memoir about becoming an activist. Patrick.
It was Sister Helen Prejean.
Yes.
Shavely book titles, 400.
Written by Elliot Roosevelt, Murder in This Room features his mom, Eleanor, solving a homicide in the White House. Charissa?
What is the Oval Office?
Yes, that's it.
Shapely book titles, 800.
Title of Charles Berlitz's 1974 bestseller about the ships and planes that have vanished in an area of the Atlantic. Travis.
What's the Bermuda Triangle?
You are right, with less than a minute now.
Titles for 12.
This Dave Eggers novel about an uber-powerful internet company that links everything became a Tom Hanks film. Charissa.
What is Circle?
Yep, The Circle. Correct.
Shapely book titles, 2,000, please.
In a children's classic by George Selden, Harry the Cat befriends Chester the Cricket in this New York City location. Patrick?
What is Times Square?
Good.
Best director, 400.
Brokeback Mountain and Life of Pi. This man seen here. Patrick?
Who is Ang Lee?
Yes.
Shapely book title, 1,600.
It's the two-word title of a memoir by Shirley Temple Black, who was perhaps the most famous one ever. Travis?
Was a child star.
Good. And with that, you wind up at 14,800. Here comes Final Jeopardy. The category is ranks and titles. And I'll read the clue after this.
Tracking heavy rainfall across parts of Maryland, and it looks like we could get some flooding in areas. We have a flood watch as we go through the overnight. A closer look at who could get the most coming up.
Two officers shot. Tonight, a person of interest has been found. But is he the only one? Fox 45 searches for answers.
In this Geico sequel ad, the truth catches up with this storybook character. Who is Pinocchio? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
I cannot recall if we have ever used ranks and titles as a category for Final Jeopardy. Let's see how it plays out. Here is the clue, players. Canada, Belgium, and the United States are among nations that bestow this artistic title that dates to the Greeks and a tree sacred to Apollo. 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to you, Charissa, first. You were in third place with 4,600, and you came up with what is Poet Laureate. You are right. And you risked 4,100. That bumps you up to 8,700. Let's come to our champion, Travis Gaylord. 14,800. What did he put down? What is Brigadier General? Yes, I don't think that's an artistic title. So it's going to cost you, sir. 5901. That drops you down to 8899, still ahead of Charissa. Now we come to Patrick Rice, and he wrote down the correct response. What is Laureate? And he will add, 11,499. That's a big payday, 32,199 for the new Jeopardy champion. Way to go, young man. All right, we're going, but we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.